to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
And again, I want to read a little bit from my happiness book. And if you have a copy of the book, you can read with me. We'll start on page 36. The title of that section is You Need More of the Green Stuff. For many years, I had several limiting beliefs about money. Money was something only bad people had. Living in poverty and humility was the ideal. It took a lot of conscious effort to turn those beliefs around, and it began by realizing the beliefs I had been brought up with about money weren't actually my own. I discovered that I could make a different choice for my life. Once I started to allow myself to grow my finances, I started to do much better, escaping a near bankrupt experience. I had to get rid of the beliefs of my younger self and teach myself it was okay to make money and do well. Success and money might take hard work, but don't need to be such a struggle all the time. One of the things I struggled with in regards to money was the idea that pursuing money was something shallow. Before pursuing money, you should go after happiness, fulfillment, personal growth, and many other things. It wasn't until I read the life-changing book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, that those ideas started to turn around. The book, written in 1910, explains how getting rich should be your first and main priority. Not believing him at first, I learned the hard way that Wallace was just right. After my near bankruptcy experience, I know firsthand that when money dries up to the point where there's not a single dollar left in savings, a lot of the other things actually don't matter anymore. If you're constantly worried about being able to pay for groceries, gas, bills, and other basic necessities, it changes your perspective. The opposite holds true as well. When you have plenty of money in your bank account and more coming in frequently, it creates the opportunity to free up your time and resources to do whatever you want. For that reason, becoming financially independent has always been a big goal for me. I wanted to be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want, wherever I want, and for as long as I want. While money isn't necessarily required to have that experience, it does make it a lot easier. With money, I can buy solutions to about 80% of life's problems and free up my time to deal with the other 20%.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
In the reading I just did for my happiness book, I shared some of my goals as to why being financially free and being financially independent was personally important to me. So be clear on your why. Take a few minutes, grab a piece of paper, and write down some of those goals that are important for you in your life today. And as you go through that exercise, keep in mind that all goals are awesome. There's no right or wrong answers here. All goals also cost money. There's a price tag attached to your goal. The money itself isn't a goal, but it will help you get there. More important than that is the why. Why do you want to go after a certain goal? Once you have a goal and a clear why, you can start moving towards the target that you have set. So to restate that, a lot of people will say, I want more money in my life. And that in itself is a good goal to have, but money is a vehicle to accomplish something else. Typically, money in itself isn't a goal. The goal might be to travel more. And in order to do that, you need to have additional money in your bank account. For some of those goals, especially the bigger ones, you might have to double your income. You'll quickly realize that, well, what you're making today is not enough to live the life that you want. And typically, your 3-5% raise that you get at work is also not going to be enough to get there. To double your income at 3-5% raises will take you, if I have a quick look at my calculator here, will take you about 15 years to double your income. And I don't know about you, but a lot of the goals that I have set for myself today are on a much shorter time span than 15 years. So that 3-5% raise, if you get it at all, might not be enough to get you there. So you have to be willing to accept that you don't know it all. You have to be coachable. You have to be open. And as I said before, in that constant learning mode, the more coachable you are, the faster you will reach your goals. Most of the things we want out of our life are right outside of our comfort zone. I've said it before. It's like a bad relationship. Our comfort zone is not bad enough to leave, but it's also not good enough to stick around. That's your comfort zone. Or if you want to put it in a different way, it's called your mediocrity zone. You'll have to be willing to venture out of that comfort zone to get to where you want to be. Have you ever learned how to ride a bicycle? I'm Dutch, so obviously I was born on a bicycle, but a lot of other people have to learn how to ride a bicycle first. And once you learn it, you'll never forget it. It becomes second nature. The same goes for skiing. I love to go skiing, and in winter, I almost go every week. And I see a lot of beginning skiers struggle because they go too slow. And if you go too slow, you have to do all the work yourself. Whereas if they were to allow themselves to pick up just a tiny bit of more speed, they would quickly figure out that if they have the right set of skis, the skis would do the majority of the work for them. The reason why I can fly down the face of a mountain at about 80 kilometers per hour is because the set of skis that I have are top of the line, and I know they'll support me in the crazy things that I do. So as you pick up speed, as you go faster, it becomes much easier to turn. You need to go faster in your life as well in order to maintain your balance. If you do it enough, it gets to be second nature.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.